Good morning, good morning. It's Eshin Brenda Shoshana back with another episode of Zen Wisdom for Your Everyday Life, The Unshakable Road to Love. Good morning. Good morning. It's lovely to be here. It's wonderful to feel better. You know, really appreciate health when you've been not healthy for a little while, when you've had something and it's over, the contrast. You really appreciate such simple things that you might not have even noticed before. So happy to be here with you. And good morning. And today we are going to speak about, we're speaking to each other. Actually, we're speaking together. I really have that feeling that we are all together, our consciousness together, speaking as one voice, coming through my mouth, but it's the heart, the words, and of everyone, all together. That's very beautiful. That is the heart of Zen, all together. We're never, never separated or apart, even though it looks like that if we don't see the person visually in front of us. We feel they're not there. And this is such a great source of our suffering. Incredible. We feel lonely for them. We feel maybe they rejected us, so we rejected them. Maybe they passed away. Maybe they're on a long trip somewhere. But there is this sense of loss, of loneliness, of hankering, longing. Oh, if I could only see them again. Especially after someone passes away, that's a very prevalent feeling. Oh, I just want to see them again, speak to them, see how they're doing, and then I'll feel better. And that's true. We will feel better. We do feel better when we have the thought and feeling everything is okay. They're okay. They're okay. They're not vanished. Vanished. That's the sense we may have. Oh my goodness, they're vanished forever. And even there can be a very big misunderstanding in Zen when we use the word emptiness a lot. You know, there are words, very potent and powerful words in all practices that are used to describe the essence of that practice. And Holy Spirit, emptiness, prajna, different words. But we don't remember that these are only words and they are pointing to the same fundamental truth or experience of life. And so emptiness doesn't mean, from my perspective anyway, I'm no authority here, but from my perspective, it doesn't mean vanished, gone forever. In fact, the opposite is true. Emptiness permits life to go on endlessly, life goes on endlessly. It's just the opposite. There is no end. There is no beginning, no end in emptiness. There is no form, so you don't see physically with the eyes or hear with the ears the person. But there is another way to be in touch with the heart of each of us, and with life, and with one another. And that way really goes into a different way beyond the eyes, ears, nose, smell, taste, touch, all of that. Much deeper. And it cannot be disrupted. It cannot vanish. It doesn't depend on form. It doesn't depend on looking at them and seeing them in the moment with you. And as we do zazen and sit, we enter inevitably, just daily zazen, sitting, working with a group and a teacher is good to guide us for the first early years. And I would say that's about 30 years, the early years, the first years, or maybe more. However, it's not about time. It's about entering the place where we are always in touch with ourselves and one another, no matter what. No matter what the visual or physical condition may be. When we get there, then life, a lot of the fear and the angst and the anxiety passes or diminishes greatly, because so much of our grasping in life and our fear in life is about not losing what we have, including people, including relationships, holding on tight. No, no, no. And that is self, living like that. We're living clenched. We're living in a spasm. Does she like someone else? Does he like someone else? Will he leave me? Will she leave me? Are they ill? Are they going to pass away? That's always, we're very, very haunted by this sense or this fear of loss, loss, loss. But as we sit and sit, we see there's nothing can be lost. Nothing can be lost. It's all here. And again, that's why we learn to connect with life and relationships and our experiences on another level, in a way that has nothing to do with form. You know, in the Heart Sutra, one of the great teachings of the Zen school and many schools, they says form is emptiness. And again, that word emptiness comes alarming many of us. Form is emptiness, which means form will the form will turn into emptiness. The form won't be there anymore. Is what it means. The form won't be there anymore. Eventually, all forms change. They have to. A little tiny tree that starts as a few sprouts. Those few sprouts aren't there. They turn into a big tree. Somebody who is in nursery school, like one of my beautiful granddaughters going to her nursery school graduation, in 3 or 4 years, her form of a little nursery school child will not be there anymore. It'll be a different form. She'll be a third grader or whatever it is. Years go by. We don't notice that form is constantly vanishing and emerging and revealing itself as the next stage of the form. Constant, constant, unshakable transformation. That is one of the basic laws of our lives for people in all practices and all religions. It is of change. Now, many of us don't want to look at that, and we do everything to avoid it, and we make up stories about it or interpretations of it, on and on and on, which is fine. There's no need to judge anybody's practice. But in the Zen way, we just look at it plain as it is. Form is emptiness. And without emptiness, we couldn't change. We wouldn't be able to evolve and emerge and grow. I'm not going to lose a little nursery school granddaughter. I will have, as I will see as the time goes by, an older granddaughter, an older child. But we think we lose. So one of the great gifts and blessings and treasures of Zen practice is to be willing to face straight on what we call emptiness. That experience, it's not emptiness in a horrible abyss, nihilistic, lonely way. That's not it. You could say, be willing to face the inevitable change of one day to the next, the inevitable alterations in our life circumstances and of all kinds, in a very calm way, knowing that it's going to continue. We're not going to get stuck in this stage or that stage or the next stage. So many people are saying these days, well, it's all over. It's all over in a very frightened way. We're down. The country's over. You hear that a lot, or I hear it a lot, or see it. Nothing is over. Stages. There's another beautiful Zen saying, transformations going on in an empty world all seem real because of illusion. Wow. Now that's amazing. That's amazing. Transformations going on in an empty world, which means a world which is wide open, which has endless possibilities. They all seem real, these transformations, meaning this stage seems real. And by real, that means permanent. They all seem permanent, like because of illusion, because we don't see the continuing, endlessly continuing transformation and change. If we really looked, we would see it from day to day, from sitting to sitting, from moment to moment. When we sit very in our zazen, I don't want to judge it, when we sit in a certain way, we can even see that change breath to breath. Each breath that we take is different. Every breath we take is different. So when we enter the stream of change, it's actually extremely freeing, because when a painful condition arises, that too will change. It must. It's not permanent. And by permanent, people say real, meaning it's real, it's solid, it's here, it's not going anywhere. No, there is no such thing as that. Everything is change, grow, enjoyment. In the change is the secret, to enjoy that flow, to find it fascinating and freeing, because when you are ill, to see also, this is temporary. If the condition lasts a while, we do begin to feel, oh, this is never going away. Is this it for me? We have all kinds of thoughts like that. It's never the end for you ever, 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 or for anyone. Change, new experiences, new moments. And who we are is always senior to those moments. And by senior, I mean we are encompassing all of it, seeing it, knowing it. So as we sit, we awaken that part in ourselves that can contain everything. That does contain everything. We're not making it happen. We are allowing it to emerge in our life because that's who we are. It's already here. Maybe a good title for the talk is Already Here. I love that. And it's true. It's true. Who we are is already here. The space, the awareness, the love, the receptivity, being able to receive everything and to enjoy every single moment. To be with it in a very, very different way than we normally do. Hating this, rejecting that, withdrawing. You know, there's such a strong stream within each of us to almost automatically and naturally withdraw from painful people or painful moments or painful situations. We'll either fight them or we will withdraw into ourselves, and maybe we want to push the world away. That's very normal and natural. Those are moments we go through during our transformation through life, that experience, like going into our shell or into our cocoon, because we want to be protected. We don't want to be hurt by these painful, unexpected, or maybe expected encounters. And yet, when we decide to go with the flow of change, the stream of change, and not fight it or resist it, we don't find the need to withdraw. And we can see that withdrawal only shuts down the pleasure, the beauty, and the days we're given, the time in life we have, we're just shutting it down. We're refusing to be alive. We're refusing. We're saying, no, I don't want this. And sadly, we do it in many ways, drugs, addictions, many, many ways. No, I don't want this life. No, no. It has to suit my needs or meet my standards or I'm gone. We may not be gone physically, but we are gone spiritually, emotionally. We are withdrawn from the vastness, from the wonder of this amazing experience. Well, if you're in that state of mind at the moment or temporarily or whatever, come sit on the cushion. Because it feels, in a sense, when you begin to sit, you feel, okay, I have a safe place, I have a place to sit. And there is, I go within, I'm going within also. But we don't go within as a withdrawal. The more we go within, the more we unite with everything. But it's a great way to take that impulse to withdraw, which in Zazen, it's not withdrawal, it's just go within, look within, don't move. You feel very, very, very planted and very, very, very rooted. And to your surprise, you'll have new experiences with each moment that comes to you. Takes time. It's a daily, lifelong practice, a beautiful practice. And those who you will be sitting with will become such deep friends. Just even if you don't speak to them, you know them, you feel them, you're sitting together, entering that same stream of change. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. It's great to be with you all. The URL for this podcast is www.zenwisdomtoday.com. And if you wish to write to me for any reason, my email is topspeaker@yahoo.com. Thanks again and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye-bye.